In this video, we will talk about low-cost promotion for a microchurch. Many microchurch planters have almost no budget. That is not always a weakness. In fact, microchurches often grow best through trust, prayer, hospitality, and relationships, not through expensive advertising. The first tool is word of mouth. People invite people they trust. A neighbor tells a neighbor. A church member tells a friend. A coworker mentions a gathering. A family invites another family. This kind of invitation is slow, but it is often strong. The second tool is a clear one-sentence description. For example, we are a small Christian gathering for scripture, prayer, fellowship, and encouragement in our neighborhood. Or, we are forming a micro church connected to our local church with a simple weekly rhythm of word, prayer, table fellowship, and mission. If people cannot repeat the description, they probably cannot share it. The third tool is local trust. Serve before you promote. Pray for people. Notice needs. Help a neighbor. Encourage a lonely person. Support a family. Be present in the community. A microchurch should become known for love, not just meetings. The fourth tool is simple communication. Depending on your context, this may include a small invitation card, a text message, a WhatsApp group, a church bulletin note, a simple social media post, a neighborhood board, or a personal email. Use what fits your culture and setting, but be careful. Public promotion is not always wise. In some places, Christian gatherings require discretion. In other places, online posts can create privacy concerns. In a home gathering, you may not want to publish a personal address publicly. Always consider safety, local laws, children, and vulnerable people. A common mistake is trying to look large before becoming faithful. Do not pretend the microchurch is bigger than it is. Do not use exaggerated language. Do not chase attention. Start honestly. A better approach is this. Pray, clarify, invite, serve, gather, listen, and repeat. Low-cost promotion is really trust-based mission. It asks, are we clear? Are we faithful? Are we loving? Are we accountable? Are we helping people encounter Christ? A microchurch does not need a large budget to begin. It needs prayer, clarity, hospitality, wise oversight, and people willing to invite others into the life of Jesus Christ.